Cool. So this is my test room. And it's for, is Molly here?
No.
She's the one that was telling me she's going to miss a lot. So I can, I'll have to post it for her if it works as well. Okay. Act 1, Scene 5. Here we go. We left off yesterday. Hamlet was talking with his buddies, and they were going to try to meet the ghost, and the ghost was trying to get him to come away and step away and talk to him in private, and his friends were like, hey, don't go by yourself, okay? So then that jumps us to Act 1, Scene 5. He does step away. And you guys wanted to look at around line 74. So, did we talk a little bit about the part that we had read and when we did iambic pentameter?
We had to finish it. You were, the last thing you said was that the ghost was saying that the afterlife will make you sick, but he wasn't going to tell about that.
Yeah, so he's kind of like, I can't tell you what happens after death, mm-hmm. but it's really bad. You got a haircut.
I did.
Like yesterday. It looks nice.
Thank you.
Okay, so the speech that I had us practice, those of you who were here when we were practicing iambic pentameter, starts on line 41, 42, and on. And the ghost is like ranting about his brother, who has married his wife now, and he's calling him incestuous, and he's calling him an adulterer, and it was like two really exciting words right in the first line. Holy cow. He's accusing him of marrying within the family by calling him incestuous. He's calling him an adulterer, like, kind of by sleeping with his wife and, like, cheating, in a way, on someone who isn't rightfully his. So I think it's within that speech someone wanted line 74. So let's check it out. Oh, yeah, this is an important part. So he's explaining to Hamlet what happened to him, like how he died. And at line 74 he said, thus was I sleeping by a brother's hand of wife of crown of queen at once dispatched. Let me scooch back up a little bit more. At the top of this page, so around line 60, he's just explaining like, I was taking a nap. This is what I always did, and like my afternoon nap. And how does he die? How does he tell Hamlet that he has died? Yeah, but like literally, how did he do it?
Poison.
Poison.
Yeah. So line. What line is that, Harry? 62. Yeah. With juice of cursed ebony in a vial, and in porches of mine ears did pour. So he poured this cursed juice into his ear, and I don't know a lot about poison, but I guess poison someone's ear, that thing. And he says, swift as quicksilver, it courses through the natural gates and alleys of the body, so the poison in through his ear, all through the rest of his body. 74, thus was I sleeping by a brother's hand. I think by sleeping, he means like I was dead, like I was in a permanent slumber, permanent death. By my brother's hand, so my brother's sitting up there. Is that my 74 person? Does that clarify? Is that what you were looking for? Anything else you want to talk about there? So as you're taking your notes, we know now what literally happened to him. And then remember the so what. Remember to zoom out. So like, why is that important? Why is that important? Yeah, you could dig into the uncle's motivation for killing him and explain that, like, he didn't just die in his sleep, which may be more peaceful and more and easier for Hamlet to accept, but there was some malpractice, some misplay, some something else going on. Farther down in that same speech, he's getting ready to leave Hamlet, and what is his call to action? What does he want Hamlet to do? You're here!
Sorry.
I'm recording this to see if it will work for you for tomorrow.
Okay.
And all of you folks. Are you leaving or this is what
no,
you
this
left
is
what first hour? Okay. Cool. So at the end, the ghost is talking to him and what is he, why does he tell Hamlet this? Like, what does he want him to do? How do you know? Just tell me the lines.
Well, maybe not on this book, but it says, like, speak I'm bound here, so art thou to revenge when thou shalt hear.
Sure.
Like 7 and 8.
Oh, at the beginning of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, beginning.
Yeah. And at the end, he's like, what does he say? If thou hast nature in thee, bear it not. Let not the royal bed of Denmark be a couch for luxury and damned incest. So he's like, if you have anything, I read that as like, if you have anything of me in you, you can't let this happen. You can't let our kingdom go this way, unravel this way. Okay. 91. Oh, someone was asking that. Adieu, adieu, Hamlet, remember me. Literally, what's that mean? What does adieu mean? Oh, is it literally like
I think, yeah.
In Latin or something?
Well, it's French, but I think it like comes from a phrasing like till death.
Okay. I know it's a parting phrase,
mm-hmm.
Right? So he's like, goodbye, like I'm leaving you. Hamlet, remember me. So, like, remember what I told you. Like, keep this in mind. If you are who I think you are, make it right. You know, if you're truly my son, make it right. Okay, 154. So Hamlet the ghost goes. He's by himself a little bit. He's kind of lamenting what he's just found out. The guys come back in. Oh yeah. I feel like this part, if I were watching the play, I imagine it to be very corny. But maybe it can be well done. I don't know. This is where Hamlet's making these guys swear that they're not going to tell other people about the ghost. And he's like, we're going to have an oath. We have to do it. And the ghost is underneath the stage, right? Being like, swear. Like, you must do it. I don't know. I don't know how convincing that would be. So 154, Hamlet's saying, never to speak of this that you have seen. Swear by my sword. So he's telling these guys, like, we're not going to tell that you've seen this ghost of my father. Don't tell other people. And he's forcing them to swear it. What would be a so what there? Like, what are his intentions behind swearing them to secrecy? Why the secrecy?
He doesn't want his uncle to know that he knew.
Because? What do you think? Like, why does he not want him to know? Okay. So it would look bad for it would weaken the kingdom. Why else might he not want him to know?
He might be like planning an attack and the king knows that.
Yeah. If the king knows he knows, the king holds all the cards in a way. Like the king gets to make the next move. By him hiding it, he gets a choice. And he has the benefit of time being able to think about what he wants. Does Hamlet tell the guys, like, what the ghost said? No, he keeps that to himself. He's just like, we're not going to talk about the ghost. Like, don't tell other, don't let the king know that there was a ghost here and that I talked to him and all that. Okay? That was the last line I had. At the very end of scene 5 of act 1, the guys all swear to keep it a secret. He says, the time is out of joint, O cursed spite, that ever I was born to set it right. What's he saying? The time is out of joint is a figure of speech, as if time is something that could be broken. But he's kind of implying, like, this is wrong. This isn't how it was supposed to be. And then at the end, that ever I was born to set it right. So what does that show us about? What does he resolve to do? Now that he's talked to the ghost.
To make things right.
Yeah. which is like, we're going to